Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Minayin lepoletes shichvazera bayem ashlishi shehitmeo. A man who's moitzi zera is nitma from the shichvazera to the level of being a rishon l'tuma. Not only that, but begufa ishav she's poletes shichvazera. That's also metamer. And the nekuda is that the zera hanifletes migufo is only metamaher insofar that the zera is still considered zera that's viable. And that's by Yem HaShlishi Chazal Givashir. That's still tome. There happens to be another unrelated halacha where Peleta Shechva Zera is considered that Soyser her, she's a Zoven, she's counting the Kiyim. The Peleta Shechva Zera is halacha Moshe Messina that it's Soyser her Yumei Tahara. And this is the major makor for the waiting between a woman who's a zova, bezman hazeh nida, being able to make a hefsik tara, that hefsik tara has to be la'achar. There's no shash of pleita shechazer anymore, because that would be soisa her hefsik tara. So that's why there has to be a waiting. The shal is if it's 3 days or 4 days or 5 days. The 3 days is what's mavur over here in the Mishnah. Heyos is 3 days, and then there's a shaylov, it could be ben Hashmosh, is the fourth day. The fifth day is already a chumra that Ashkenazim have. The discussion of that is beyond the subject of our mission, just to point out where the ramifications are. Vinishvi, as far as the tumah is concerned, not legami the stiras, you made tahara, so the din that's mavura over here is that by yom hashlishi shitmeo, which lechayr means for 3 days, the zera is still metamaher bipleitoso. What's the makar? Shenema heyu yinuchoinim l'shloishes yom. This is a pasuk that Klai Yisrael was nitztave to be parshim minishoisehem before Matan Torah. And the reason for that is that there would be shayich to be nitma from the shichva zera even to the length of time of 3 days. And they all had to be in a state of tahara l'kras Matan Torah. Now, again, is it mufurish in the pasuk? It's not mufurish in the pasuk, because it could be that the precious shloshes yom lechayr was alts a spiritual achona, not alts kabbalas tuma in the regular sense, but it was a halacha alts the achonas hamoyach, so to speak. Kiddushas aguf. It loved dafka that it was kofuf to the regular gedorim of tuma vetara. That's why it's only asmachted. That's why it's in this perek. Al Kaponim, this Mishnah, the stomach of the Mishnah is that the Shechvazer is metama for 3 days. L'maisa the Mefarshim bring down that this Mishnah is Shaloi Kahalocha. There's a Mishnah in Mikvois Per Ches Mishnah Gimel that Perleta Zer Bayoim Hashlishi Ta'irihi. It's only for 5 oinas. An oina is what we call either the daytime hours or the nighttime hours. That's more consistent with the cheshbonis that we made before legabe hefsek taira. Others have the girsa in our Mishnah, minayin lepeilat ha-shech vazer b'yem ha-shlishi, shehi tohoira, not shehi tmeya. Because what the pasuk is saying is, heyu nechoim l'shloshes yomim, that the zman ha-nochoin for kabbalas ha-taira was b'yem ha-shlishi, not after 3 full days, but on the 3rd day. This is a whole back and forth in the Gemara over here. This is the famous sugi over here in Shabbos Peites that speaks about all the details of Kabbalah Satori. A little bit of the Cheshbonis over here in Prisha go to the famous Gemara where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Matan Torah is supposed to be on 1 day. And Moshe Rabbeinu was goyzim midas atzma, an extra day of Prisha. Famous was Maimon HaSinai on Hey Sivan, on Vov Sivan. The Makor is over here, based on the calculations of the Gemara in these cheshbonis of oynis and how long the zman of pleita shechvezer is. The next din, minayin shemachitzin is hamila bayom hashlishi shechaliyah is b'shabbos. How do we know, l'chor, this means that the yom hashlishi is the zman of sakona when extra precautions, one of which is the sterilization of machitzin is hamila to wash with hot water to wash the mila by Yom HaShlishi, Shechaliyah is b'Shabbos, it's considered Chil Shabbos. I'm sorry, it's considered Pekuch Nefoshes. Therefore, even when it's on Shabbos, Shenema, Vahi by Yom HaShlishi b'Yosim Kevim, there's a pasuk by Shimon and Levi, that they attacked the city of Shechem when they were by Yom HaShlishi l'Milaseim, b'Yosim Kevim. Vahistos b'Yosim Kevim, that's the Iker. the Iker Zman HaSakonu. You have Avram also was B'yem HaShlish L'milo when he greeted the Orchim and he met the Malachim. Gerada, the Mishnah says B'yem HaShlishi. It's Machlok Sapaisim. Does it mean until Yem HaShlishi or only B'yem HaShlishi? It could be that the antibodies weaken and therefore the Shas HaSakonu is Dafka B'yem HaShlishi. That's Machlok Sapaisim. The Lamaisa, what the Rishonim say is based on the Gemara that the Nishtanu HaTeva, today there's no automatic that a Tinuk needs to be Nisraket B'yayim Shlishi B'mayim Chamin. However, what's Yeklor is that you need hot water, or at least we're talking before they had alcohol, the Chule, for sterilization, that Mayim Chamin was necessary for the sterilization before the Mila. You can't do the Mila without Mayim Chamin. That being said, what happens if you have a bris on Shabbos? So hot water you could prepare from before. Fine, do that. What happens if there was no hot water before? If you were pesher, could be that itself is the reason why you can't do it. What happens if water is spilled? Now you know this is no hot water. So what do? You cook? Mila you do on Shabbos. Mila is deicha Shabbos. That's klar. The shaila is, what about hachonis for Mila? We have a whole perek later on in Beloza de Mila about preparing, doing Chil Shabbos and Malacha to make the knife that will do the Mila. It's not necessary on Shabbos. What happens if you don't have a knife for the Mila? Can you do it on Shabbos? Rebelaz the Mila. So the same way you're not allowed to make a Mila knife, you're also not allowed to do the hot water. It could be even according to Rebelaz. Rebelaz only says what's necessary is the knife for the Mila. That's an integral part of the mitzvah. Mayim Chamin is not an integral part of the mitzvah. Something that's necessary for the Brius HaYelad. So you can't heat it up on Shabbos. So you bring water that was heated up for a goy. There's a whole discussion carrying it. You can't carry through Rosh Hashanah, deraisa. Carrying through a karmelis is a derabbanon. Does it need to be a yidei a goy? Does it need to be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? Is this the klolius stick a heter that's referred to in the Paiskim as shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? Or this is a heter miyuchod? Maybe you don't even eat to be Ayidei Goy. Maybe you could carry yourself through a Kamalist, or you carry through a Goy through Rosh Hashanah, etc. These are all discussions. Last halacha in this Mishnah, Minayin Shekoshrin Loshin Shal Zohiris Beresh Soir HaMishtalech. They tied on the Soir HaMishtalech a red string that should turn Bederech Nes white to show the Kaporas Avonis Bnei Yisrael. Shenema Emiu Chatoechem Kashonim. We said this by Slichos. If the Averis are like red, Kasheleg Yalbinu, that they should be nitar like white snow. So again, it doesn't say anything about tying your Beresh Soir HaMishtalech. Afiloch, you're allowed to do it. What's the chiddush over here? Why not? The Gemara says that the cheshbon is that tying the string on the Beresh Soir HaMishtalech is a little bit, since the soir is being carried out of an eruv, so it's a little bit like carrying because you're pushing the behemoth. We had before Shvisa's behemtoy. So over here, there would be a little bit of a violation of that. Afilo hochi, it's mutter. That's the chiddush. That's the schadish over here. That's why Chazal bolstered the minig to tie the Loshon Zohiris with bringing a remes from a pasuk. Mishnah Dal. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtio b'yoyim ha-kipurim. We know that there are five inuyim that go into the chiyuv of v'nisim esnaf sheseichem. Achila shtio, rechitzo, sicha, Ni'ilas ha-sandol and tashm shamito. The pashtus is that all five of these inuyim, or better said, the inuyim besides for achil eshtia are derabon. Achil eshtia, avada, if a person eats, achman al-tzono, he drinks the shir on Yom Kippur, the pasuk avada is a nefesh ahi, that is a chiv chorus. The pashtus is, and this is the pashtus of the Rambam and Perek Aleph Shvisas Osor, is that the other inuyim are derabon. Other Rishonim hold not that way. The Goyim, the Bahag, and other Rishonim held very clearly that the other Inuim, Nils HaSandol Pashtus, for sure the Rabbanon, but Rechitza, Sicha, and Nils HaSandol, I'm sorry, not Nils HaSandol, Rechitza, Sicha, and Tashmi Shamita are certainly Deiraisa, but not a Chi of Chorus. There's a little bit of an ambiguity over here in the Loshon of the Rambam and the Loshon of the Rav, because he says that it's not Bikoris, El Shehi Asura. Sounds like it's Deraisa. But the wording, L'chor, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says, V'yishchayev Aleo, it's not clear if the gift says Malkis or Mardis. Maybe it's Rabban, maybe it's Deraisa. What would be the Malkis? It's like a Chatzishir of an Inu Shalom. Only Achilu Shtia has the full brunt of the Chiv Koris of Inuyim B'Yom HaKippurim. So we hear the Mishnah brings support, Pashas against the Rabbanon, that Sicha is Kishtio, which means L'chore, that's an Asmachta for the Din de Rabbanon. Again, according to the Goyinim, it's an Asmachta, that there's some level of an Issa Deiraisa, the Sicha Kishtio. We'll just point out, there's one sub-din, the Shita of the Yireim, and the Tos Yishonim, the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim, is that Rechitza is Deiraisa, but only Rechitza is called Gufoy. The washing of hands and face, that's only Midirabonon, and that's why Chazal were able to be mate over there for a kala 30 days after Chassid. She's allowed to wash her hands and face. It's only the Rabbanon. Hey, Mamru, the Hey, Mamru. Rechitza's kol gufay, what we would call taking a shower, is deraisa. So the sikh over here in the Mishnah, you could read that it means deraisa, but it's not the isu chomer of achilu shtiyah. And on that, the Mishnah is saying, minayin l'sicha ki kishtiyah, that's an isteraisa. Well, you can say it's an asmachto. The Rabbanon. Vinishvi, what's the zeichel dover? Alpha bishayin rai l'dover. Zeichel dover. Shenema v'tove kamayim b'kirboi u'cheshemen ba'atzmoisov. The Pasuk defines sicha, shemen ba'atzmoisov, like mayim b'kirboi, like shtiyah. Now, what's interesting is that this definition of sicha being kemais hashtiyah, liquid being smeared onto skin, is the same thing as liquid being absorbed derech shtiyah into the body, have a similarity, have a halacha deraisa. And this is l'gabi taking shemen of truma. It's mavur shemen of truma, should be either eaten, like part of a salad by a kohen, like all other truma, or it can be smeared on the skin. Now, you're not allowed to take oichel of truma and use it for a non-oichel purpose. So the Gemara says the reason why you're allowed to is because sicha is kishtia. So sicha you're allowed to use the same way the shemen is roi l'shtia, it's also roi l'sicha. Problem is that if a zor, a yisrael, a non-kohen, would eat truma, the halacha is that besides for paying back his chayiv, his misiv de shemayim, if it's b'shoigeg, then it's chayiv a keren plus a knas of a choymish. And that halacha is only true on achilu shtiyah, not on sicha. If a non-kohen shmirs, there's no chayiv misiv de shemayim, and he's not chayiv a choymish. And the shaila is why? If you say sicha kishtiyah deraisa legabe truma, why shouldn't it be true legabe that halacha as well? There's a famous shtichel briskerov in Chidush Emor and Riz Alevi al Rambam, where he explains that as far as the usage of the shemen is concerned, sicha is a similar usage to shtir. So, it's not considered a violation of the shemen being oimid l'shtir. But you want to know, is there a proper maisa shtir? Is smearing onto one's skin the same thing as a maisa shtir? No, of course not. There, I said it's not a maisa shtir. The usage of the shemen can be used for sicha, kishtir deraisa. But you want to know, is it a maisa shtia, a proper maisa shtia, and it would be chayiv the same penalty of misiv de shemayim? No. And that's the same that's going on over here. The proper, the complete bitl inui is only bachil shtia. The sicha avad is not a complete maisa shtia. Even if it's deraisa, it's only that the body was treated like a shoysa, that the body was rejuvenated. It's built the inui, but it's not a maisa shtia mamash. So that there's no chiv chorus. That's a little bit Tosefos of a lumbus in this halacha.